two human beings reproduce anything that is not another human being, and if two human beings reproduce, we know scientifically there must be another human being.
How many children have you adopted?
The sun was shining on the campus of St. Cloud State University on what would be a normal weekday, until controversial protests of abortion were heating up. Outside the Atwood Memorial Center, a large display of graphic pictures showing abortion as genocide was being guarded by advocates from the Center for Bioethical Reform. One of the photos showed bloody, premature baby arms detached from the baby's body. Devorah Gilman is a spokesperson for the Center for Bioethical Reform and explains the purpose of the display.
So this display is called the Genocide Awareness Project, and we are showing how abortion is comparable to genocide. And a point we really want to make sure that people know is that we realize that if abortion is not first homicide, then it is not comparable to genocide. However, if abortion is homicide, then by the very fact that it happens over 1 million times every year in America in centers and clinics dedicated to the elimination of the preborn human beings that are unwanted, it is very comparable to other atrocities and genocides.
Gilman also highlights the message she hopes to pass on to SCSU students.
We're hoping to portray that we are people who are standing up for human rights, for all human beings, no matter our age, no matter our size, no matter any other thing about us but our humanity. And so we are here showing how the very youngest of our kind, preborn human beings, are being denied their human rights. And so we're here just standing up for the human rights for every human being.
Some SCSU students responded by forming a protest of their own against the abortion as genocide display. They held posters stating their own beliefs. Samantha Bray stood in protest all morning Friday to show people her view on the issue. She shares her reasons for protesting.
So I have a poster here that says genocide is not a choice, and then another one that says let's start talking about women's rights and their health. And no matter what side you're on, pro-life or pro-choice, and I will state, like, I am pro-choice, but no matter what side you're on, this is not the way to have abortion decline. Nobody says, I love abortion. Nobody says that. But it's just like when you start looking at people who have heart surgery. Nobody likes that either. But it happens. And we have a choice. And the thing about this is, if we want to see abortion decline, we need to get together, no matter where we are, and start saying, hey, what is causing this? Let's fix the cause. And that's women's rights and women's health, both nationally and internationally. I'm really happy to be standing here. You know, the first time I ever came out here, I was kind of nervous, but then I just realized, like, this is what I believe, and this is what's right. And to take the true facts of genocide away from it, what real genocide is, that's not okay. That's not okay at all. And I just feel, because I could never know what that is like.
In a campus-wide email, St. Cloud State's President Earl H. Potter III talks about the Genocide Awareness Project as an exercise of free speech. He wrote that the exhibit is sponsored by a registered student organization, not the university, and follows all appropriate policies for use of space. Husky student Rita Schweiters states her opinion of the photos and freedom of speech. She struggles to be heard over the amplified voice of Devorah Gilman, who spoke into a microphone at students walking between classes.
I was just walking by and I'd heard about it, but it's appealing, and I think it's the wrong conversation for us to be having. We need to talk about how to build a healthy society, and this just shuts people down. It hurts people. It's the wrong way to go about it. They do have a right, but I think they're taking advantage of it in a terrible way, and if there's not people out here to give the message that we need to build a supportive society,
something is living and
growing. People are going to believe this, and it's going to be terrible outcomes for society.
Even after President Potter sent the email about free speech, some students were still outraged and confused as to why the Genocide Awareness Project was allowed to set up photos in the middle of campus. In a desperate search for answers, Jessica Crafton emailed the president's office to say, quote, I find it funny how we are required to go through all sorts of sessions and sign codes of conduct stating that we students be courteous and respectful to other people's religions and races on campus. However, this act of free speech is blatantly offensive to SCSU students whose cultures have gone through or are currently going through racial genocides. Please spare us the lecture about allowing free speech on campus and instead take a stand on making sure every student organization is respectful to all St. Cloud State students' cultures. Otherwise, you are perpetrating disrespect among students. Please be aware of that, as well as how SCSU is seen when they show support for this. End quote. The response came from President Potter himself, saying, quote, "Please understand that we do not support this exhibit. I must follow the law, and under the law, I have no choice but to permit this exhibit. We try to combat bad behavior with good behavior. We also work to create safe space for conversation and offer many opportunities for members of our campus to learn how to speak respectfully across deep divides. Although I understand your feelings, your judgment is simply incorrect." End quote.
In another language, we have to ask, what kind of fetus is it? Dogs have fetuses. Elephants even have fetuses. And also humans have fetuses. And so if her parents are human, she must be a human fetus. Fetus is an age category in the same way that infant or toddler or teenager is an age category.
In an effort to comfort those who were emotionally hurt by the images, the SCSU Women's Center set up a safe place inside the Atwood Memorial Center. The Women's Center graduate assistant, Yi, talks about the information table and the services they offered to help.
Today, the Women's Center wanted to provide a table and provide support to students who might have some triggers regarding the visuals outside. And we wanted to just provide a safe place for them to talk about any issues that they might have with the Genocide Awareness Project.
That results in the killing of an innocent...
For KVSC News, I'm Karina Borash.
...in a human rights violation.